Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Well, in all my years of doing this, Jim Jackson, probably more than any athlete, 15 years in the NBA, works at Fox Sports, has an understanding and appreciation and an excellence with golf. So we were talking during the break. You are a tried and true golfer. Yeah. You love the tour. You were you initially outraged? Because you have some thoughts on the LIV Tour and the PGA Tour merging. Mm-hmm. Were you initially outraged by Phil, Dustin, and Brooks going there?
Maybe because of the optics of how it happened, okay? Because the back and forth between Phil, the PGA, what's right, what's wrong, it's the money, it's Greg Norman. It was convoluted a lot because I don't think the message was articulated good enough where people could really understand why this was important. But anytime you have a competing faction against the power, it's always going to be some pushback.
Always.
ABA, NBA, USFL, AFL, NFL. It's always going to be that until it starts to circulate a little bit more, and now you see the fruits of what it can bring to the table. Now you're like, oh, okay, it may make some sense.
By the way, why would LIV Golf want to do this?
Well, TV rights.
Bingo.
You got to be on TV.
They're not on TV
enough.
They're not
on, from the street. Now, as we're evolving into direct-to-consumer-based streaming for sports, okay, we're not there yet.
Right.
So they can't benefit off of people packaging the deal and say, okay, we just strictly want this. In today's world, in order for it to have some momentum, it has to be on TV all the time so people can watch it. Even the novice golf fan can watch it. But if you have to go look for it, that's just too much.
Yes.
If you're not really into golf.
Think about this. The AFL and the NFL merged.
Mm-hmm.
The ABA and the NBA merged.
Mm-hmm.
And then LIV and the PGA merged.
It is, you know, one thing about the NBA is this, is that if you look at the time of the ABA, okay, the NBA took so many things away from the ABA. Because at the time, the ABA, in order to get fans in the stands, they needed entertainment. So you had halftime shows, you had all the cheerleaders.
The tri-colored ball.
But you had all the marketing to get people in the arena. Three-point shot, slam dunk contest. All these things were looked at as gimmicks to the NBA or with the establishment. We're not going to bow down to that. But yet and still, look at today's game. All of that stuff that you see in the in-arena activity is all a byproduct of the ABA.
The XFL with Vince McMahon used camera angles. NFL stole them.
Stole them. Because, again, they've been established so much. Why do we need to change? We don't need to change. We're the PGA. We're MLB. We're the NFL. We're NBA. Everybody should come up to us instead of kind of being open a little bit more to the ever-changing needs of the demographics. And the demographics change is going to dictate what you do, how the product is, seen.
It bothered me that the PGA Tour leaned into 9/11, knowing full well that our government has Saudi money and relationships. Yeah. But Jay Monahan went out, and I thought the PGA was heavy-handed.
Yep.
When the truth is, years ago, Shell Oil used to host golf events.
Big time, the Shell Open in Houston. Okay, so it's when we're talking about morality,
right?
Okay, and it's all relative from this perspective, is that you can't sit here and say, well, on one hand, we don't want to take Saudi money, but yet we're doing business all the time with Saudi Arabia, whether that's governmental, industrial.
Ask yourself this. Do you think in the last 50 years, any pro golfers have done speaking engagements?
Oh, for Saudi, no question. But what about corporate America, who does some stuff like that? So it's interesting. When you want to make an argument for something or why it shouldn't work, you can always bring up something. But yet and still, over here on this hand, doing business is not a bad thing. And I just think it comes to an inflection point where the PGA understood that they still needed
stars. Yeah.
And the difference is, and I look at golf like this, kind of, we have tremendously talented young players
right.
in golf. I mean, unbelievable across the board. But do they have an it factor that captures the novice golf audience? Tiger had that. Even if you didn't weren't a golfer, even if you didn't watch it.
He got you to a TV on Sunday.
He got you to a TV. Saturday and Sunday is Tiger playing. From people, and housewives that didn't even care about the game.
Who benefited? Other golfers.
But in today's world, I mean, the Jordan Spieths of the world, the McElroys, you got so many great young players, but the stories are not as intriguing. They don't invite you in there. Yeah. Not to say that they're not great golfers.
That's right.
But that other it factor part of it doesn't translate the same as Tigers.
So let's talk. You played for the Miami Heat.
Mm-hmm.
And you played for a lot of teams. Did you gain an appreciation for what they call the Heat culture?
Prime example is this. So I was there in 2002, okay, just for a brief stint. Played well, started, did everything. We didn't make the playoffs. Later that summer, I'm still living in Dallas a little bit, Pat Riley calls me on the phone. He was our coach at the time. Eric Spoelstra was our film guy, okay? Pat calls me and said, Jimmy, you did a great job for us in a short time here. You started. You deserve the start. But I've made two draft choices of these young players, and I need to see if they can play. You need to go somewhere where you can, if you can start and get the minutes, you got it. If not, you have a roster spot here. But I want you to do that. That's Pat Riley. He didn't have to do that. Now, it just so happened it was Dwayne Wade and Caron Butler who they were drafted, which was so smart. I get it, but he gave me the option of what I wanted to do with my career, whether come off the bench there or maybe seek somewhere else, okay? That's why that culture, that's why they've been able to be successful and ride the wave.
They're honest with you. They're upfront with you. They're demanding of you.
Very demanding. To be professional, to do your job. It's amazing to me that, you know, with Pat Riley, because Mickey Arison is such an outstanding owner. Why? Because he stays out the way. He allows the people that he's hired that understand the job a lot better than him to run it. So you don't have a lot of change in management, kind of like New England for a long time.
Yeah.
That's why they've been so stable.
Continuity.
Now, think about the time, too, when Eric Spoelstra got in there and there was all this riff about maybe he needs to be fired. He needs to get out. He's not mature enough. Pat Riley was like, no, that's not happening. I picked him for a reason. Okay, I'm staying with him. And now look at Eric Spoelstra is probably behind Pop, probably the best coach in the league. He might have surpassed him from that perspective. But that's the culture in Miami. And it doesn't go just basketball-wise. It's corporate. It's across the board. And how we treat our players and the families of these players. Now, everybody may not agree with certain things, but consistently for the last 20-plus years, they've been, along with San Antonio, probably in Golden State, at the high end of the spectrum when it comes to that.
I look at the Boston Celtics, and I know they've already been ousted. But speaking of continuity, would you just bring it back, give Joe Mazzulla another run, Probably wouldn't bring it back for 3 or 4 years, but both Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum now get max deals.
Yeah.
Meaning you're going to have to move some pieces. The bench going forward mm-hmm. will not be as good.
Yeah, but if you look at Miami, it's not like you need superstars to win. You need a superstar too, but how good are your complementary players? Because that's what's going to reshape a series. Because your main guys like Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler, then you got Murray and Jokic, they're going to get theirs. But the other ancillary players, the players that you really need to come in for 7 games to really provide that support, are the ones that help you win a championship. So if you look at Boston, to me, why give up on something that's there? Maybe you need to change and mold a little bit more and fix and add some ancillary pieces. I think Horford is a little bit older now.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably need to replace that. Do you need to bring Marcus Smart back, or do you want Brogdon? Those are the kind of questions you need to ask and add and tweak.
Yeah, I'd love one more.
Or a nice power forward or a wing player.
Who can score a
who
little.
Who can score. They've been successful. It's hard getting over the top to win in this league. People just think, oh, well, you got these players, and all of a sudden you should be there and win. Well, this year was an anomaly, too, because at the beginning, think about this. Joe Mazzulla comes in. He replaces Ime Udoka. Normally, a coach has all summer to get his coaching staff together, get his game plan together, get all this stuff together. He didn't have that. So, of course, he's going to make some mistakes. But he grew as a coach over the course of the season, okay? And it's kind of unfair that you judge him the same that you would judge an experienced coach just because he has a talented roster. That's not the same. And you see, he's going to have to, re-up, and bring in some coaches that he wants
sure.
to run his stuff next year.
Who do you like, Denver, Miami? They're tied now.
Ooh. I give a lot of respect for Denver from this perspective, Colin. All year they played consistent. They played together as a team. KCP, I thought, was huge. Bruce Brown was huge pickups.
Yeah.
And I love the way they play, and I just love Jokic from a basketball perspective. Mm-hmm. But it's something about that Miami team, just the way they go about their business. They can win on the road. They can win ugly. They don't have to shoot the ball well to win. They find out ways just to.
They're a great fourth quarter team. I saw a stat today.
But they keep it close because they don't let the lead balloon enough if they make a 8-10-0 run, 6-8, they're right there back in the mix. And then because they're so disciplined down the stretch of the game, they limit the amount of mental mistakes they make that allows them to ultimately, if not win the game, make it very interesting.
Jim Jackson, good talking golf and the heat culture with Jimmy Jackson.
You got it, brother.
You golfing today later?
Tomorrow and Thursday.
get your clubs.
That's right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Jim plays as much golf as I like to play basketball.
No, he does.
He's working on getting me on a NBA Summer League
team. Are you
team.
A scratch golfer?
Man, I can scratch. That's about it.
All right.
I'm a golfer. I love to have fun. I don't practice enough. I'm lazy when it comes to that. How about that? I just want to play.
Yeah.
So I'm up and down, bro.
Yeah, he really looks lazy. I mean, this guy works out like an animal. Well, he's lazy.
Just in case you and I get a 10-day, I got to make sure I support you when you dribble, penetrate, and I can kick him.
Jimmy Jackson. Always looking out for me. All right, let's start in the NFL. Bill O'Brien, he coached Tom Brady 5 years with the Patriots. Now he's back as the Patriots offensive coordinator. Yesterday, Brady was asked about O'Brien's return and how it impacts Mac Jones.
I love my time with Billy. He was a great addition to our team when he came in 07. We worked together very closely 2009, 2010, 2011. It's hard to find good coaches in the NFL. Billy's certainly one of them. He's very talented, very smart. And Mac's a very talented young player. So a lot of what's going to happen in the NFL is going to be determined by what these guys do under pressure when it matters the most and how they can continue to evolve and grow from this point on.
How's this? Do you think Brady is kind of quietly rooting against the Patriots? Boy, I leave Bill Belichick. He doesn't do a damn thing.
What if they don't make the playoffs again this year? Somebody could look it up. I don't want to throw anybody under the bus. But take Belichick's record in Cleveland, post-Tom, the 1 year with Matt Castle, and the year and a half Bledsoe started pre-Tom. And what's Belichick's record? I bet you it's 500.
Well, they were 10-6 with Castle, and that was the big year where it's like, wow, who needs Brady? Belichick's the genius, fell for that.
Like, the year before, they were like, wasn't that the like 17-0 team or something until the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it was a good team.
Wasn't it?
They had some pretty stacked teams.
Yeah, it was one of the better rosters.
I don't want to take stuff away from Belichick, but at this point, it definitely seems like Tom was more 60-40 Tom.
Oh,
65-35?
Yeah, 70-30, yeah.
All right, next
especially up. The last 10 years. First 10, it was closer to 50-50. Last 10, it was Tom.
Tom, yeah. Next up, the NFL is investigating, Colts cornerback and kick returner Isaiah Rodgers for a possible violation of the league's gambling policy. Colin, he started 9 games for the Colts last season and issued this statement on Twitter. I know I have made mistakes, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to repair the situation. The last thing I ever wanted to do would be a distraction to the Colts organization, my coaches, and teammates. I've let people down that I care about. I made an error in judgment, and I'm going to work hard to make sure these mistakes are rectified through this process. It's an honor to play in the NFL, and I've never taken that lightly. I'm very sorry for all of this.
I'll tell you, that's about as well.
Well,
he did a good job there.
Right. He better. If he was gambling this season, that's on him. This past season that just happened? Remember, Calvin Ridley was suspended the year prior.
Well, he's young and they make mistakes. And this gambling thing is new in America.
When you see Calvin Ridley suspended, I think it happened a year ago now, before last season. Instantly, there should be, whoa, I'm not getting involved in that crap.
I think you're allowed to bet, not on the NFL. You're not allowed to bet on a facility.
In the facility, you can't bet.
But you could bet hockey, I think. So you're allowed to bet, and I think guys start betting other things, and then they do.
Colin, this is your livelihood.
No, I'm not. I am in no way. He's culpable for it. But I thought as a young person, maybe that's AI generated, but that was about as good a press release. And as culpable, he owned it. He made a mistake. People make mistakes. I'm very forgiving as I get older.
ChatGPT for the forgiveness from the society. Yeah, that's actually, I've been using it for chess strategies because my son, who's 12, is now beating me. So I've had to turn to AI for a little assistance. But he's playing a lot every day. I'm not. You know, I'm working on takes for the hurt, basically.
Okay.
It's costing me in my chess game. All right, final story. How about this guy? Ben Simmons. Remember him? Played 42 games for the Nets this season after missing the entire previous year. His points were 6.9, 6.3 boards, 6.1 assists, 6.66. Do with that what you want. Today he posted this image on Instagram showing himself back in the gym. Can we see it? Look at Ben.
No. Does it show him hitting a jumper?
No, just dribbling.
I know he can dribble.
Just dribbling.
I know he's got abs. Can he hit a jumper? What do I get from that?
Tough year for Ben Simmons. He was engaged to this
he won't even take a jumper.
He was engaged to a very attractive
he's
woman.
A rich pro athlete.
Yes, and that did not work out for him.
Are you talking to Jenner?
No. There was some other woman. I follow her on Instagram. She's attractive. I don't know what her job is, but Ben Simmons, it's all falling apart. The basketball, the social life. He's kind of ostracized. He can't go on his phone now. And you can't open social media for Ben Simmons. You're getting killed every day by millions of people.
That's on Ben Simmons.
I know.
Can you imagine a basketball player afraid to shoot? That'd be like me coming up to work afraid to talk. He's afraid to shoot a basketball. Shoot a jumper. It's so odd to me. It's
one of the... I mean, this was an all-NBA player, first overall pick.
Yeah, people forget this. Ben Simmons, first 3 years in the league... We were looking at something special.
He was supposed to be Magic Johnson.
He made all NBA, didn't he?
Yeah.
It wasn't like he was a bust. He was a great young player.
Vision, handle, size, length,
everything.
A great defender.
People on the internet act like he didn't have success. He came into this league and was like, whoa, 6'10 rookie, handles, dunk, score, defend.
The one thing I missed was at LSU, he could not make the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
I kind of was like, that's pretty damn weak. Can't make the tournament. Everybody has 60 whatever teams make the tournament. It's like, but I wrote it off because I was a big Ben Simmons guy, and it's gone down. This is one of the more sad stories. He's still in his 20s, Colin.
I know.
He's got a long way to go.
Jay Mack with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News. Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
With Navi and tankless water heaters, right now save federal tax rebates. Find your Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. Good to have you in today. So the PGA Tour, we don't lead with golf very often, but the PGA Tour, very sanctimonious initially with the LIV Golf Tour, has now merged with the LIV Golf Tour. And for the uninitiated, basically many of the stars left the PGA Tour. Still welcome to golf at some of the PGA events. Brooks Koepka just won the PGA Championship, I think, again. So, but what happened is the LIV Golf Tour needed a better TV arrangement, and the PGA Tour was missing its stars. Now, if Tiger Woods, we go back 15 years and this would have happened, and Tiger Woods was in his prime, and he was a huge television draw, the PGA Tour probably doesn't do this. But I think some of this, it feels like, is Phil Mickelson remains a captivating figure, controversial, polarizing. Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, these are, you know, good-looking, long off the tee, confident golfers, have a certain swagger, and when they're not on your TV set. So I think my guess is with Alan Shipnook, who will be joining us in a second, he has an understanding about it. I think both sides win something. But, you know, the PGA Tour was very heavy-handed in its criticism of golfers for taking the money, which was always my pushback. I don't have to love everything about the LIV Golf Tour. The 9/11 is part of our country's sad history. But even despite that, I know our government is aligned and has been forever with Middle Eastern money. So, there's a lot of relationships that I think as I've gotten older, I've figured out that there's so much gray area out there. I don't want to be too preachy and sanctimonious, all this stuff. And there were a lot of people on the Golf Channel and a lot of people out there that just washed their hands of it. It's outrageous, took a moral stance on it, which you're allowed to do. But that stuff can come back to bite you. And there's some people on the Golf Channel today. It's interesting. The golfers, some of the golfers are in a meeting later today. You've read about that. Now, you're on the internet more than I am during the show. What are they saying today?
Yeah, the meeting's supposed to be going down here, I guess, in the next hour. Or maybe it is just kicked off at 11. But I think there's going to be some outraged golfers. Some of these guys turned down large. I'm talking not six figures. We're talking 8-9 figures.
Well, Rory McIlroy had to have been offered over $100 million.
Yeah. And he and PGA kind of convinced him, hey, don't take it. Stay with us. And now they merge. Like, I don't know how you justify that.
Tiger Woods was offered reportedly 9 figures. Now, it is easy to say that Tiger had all the money in the world, so he didn't need to. Alan Shipnook, his last book was Phil, the Rip-Roaring Unauthorized Biography of Golf's Most Colorful Superstar, which was I gobbled that thing up in about 6 hours. He was writing another book, Live and Let Die, the Inside Story of the War Between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf. He may have to rewrite the last chapter. So I don't mean to laugh, but it's like, wow. So, Alan, you're an expert on this stuff. Why did the news come out today?
Today of all days, it's hard to pinpoint, but there's been a lot of things happening in the background, including the Department of Justice has ramped up its investigation of potential antitrust violations by the PGA Tour. They're serious. They come and they take your phone and they download everything you've ever typed or thought. And they were doing that to players, agents, executives. There was a simultaneous lawsuit that's been grinding on, and that was at the Ninth Circuit Court. And the Public Investment Fund was potentially going to have to open up its books. It's a very secretive, shadowy organization. Neither side wanted this kind of scrutiny.
Right.
At the same time, you had LIV Golf put a huge charge in the Masters. Those are the best final round ratings in years.
Yeah.
Brooks Koepka won the PGA Championship. The landscape was shifting rapidly. And I think, the PGA Tour was losing sponsors. Honda pulled out. AT&T pulled out of the Byron Nelson. And both sides were basically on this, to use an old Cold War term, mutually assured destruction. The PGA Tour was running out of money. They were squeezing their sponsors and the sponsors were pushing back. LIV had put an incredible amount into launching but their TV ratings on the CW were abysmal. And I think they're realizing there was a limit to their audience.
Yep.
And so it just, at some point it made sense to put the game back together. And you know, a guy named Jimmy Dunn has been instrumental in all this. He's on the policy board of the PGA Tour, and he's kind of this ultimate insider. He's a member at every club you can think of. And he did not have the baggage of Jay Monahan, who had been, you know, demonizing the Saudi leadership. And so Jimmy Dunn was talking behind the scenes with Yasir Al-Rumayyan, the guy who runs a public investment fund and who Liv has been his baby all along. And they very quickly hammered something out. So it's you can't emphasize how secretive this process has been. I mean, Greg Norman didn't know about it until this morning. Wow. Rory McIlroy, Tiger Woods, they all got phone calls this morning saying, hey, this is happening. And it's real stagecraft and brinksmanship that made this happen. And of course, there's many details that still need to be worked out, but it's a monumental moment for professional golf. And, you know, this was already the rise of Liv is the biggest golf story this decade, not involving Tiger Woods, and maybe this century. And it just keeps going. I mean, it's a stunning conclusion, but you know, the war is over, but now they have to win the peace. And there's so much to figure out, and there's so many winners and losers in this. And it's going to be a fascinating process in the coming months as they try and put the game back together.
Alan Chipnook, great writer. He's a partner in the Fire Pit Collective, a golf media company. I didn't like the sanctimony of it. My takeaway was, and I said this top of the show, is when anybody goes into the morals and values, I'm like, listen, you don't know who these leagues are in business with. If you go deep into the billionaire pockets of professional sports owners in the English Premier League or in the NFL, there's a lot of stuff. To your point, they don't want the books open. You know, baseball owners haven't wanted those books opened forever. Do you think the PGA Tour regrets a little bit of their sanctimony and a little bit of their preachiness today?
Yeah, the tour, some of the talent on the Golf Channel, many of the players, an army of trolls on Twitter. It was always hollow, right? I mean, the European PGA Tour would have gone out of business a long time ago if it was not hosting its biggest money events in Saudi Arabia, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Turkey, China.
Yep.
That tour has stayed in business in these places with autocratic governments. And it's always been a factor in the sports world. I mean, you mentioned the EPL. I mean, half of those teams in the English Premier League are now owned by Saudi Arabia or yep. other Middle Eastern interests. And so it always felt a little hollow and a little sanctimonious. Now, it's certainly okay to have qualms and questions about where the money is coming from as an individual, as a citizen. But institutionally, I mean, the tour's biggest sponsors, Coca-Cola, FedEx, Morgan Stanley, they all do business in Saudi Arabia. They have for a long time.
Right.
So the lines got very blurry. And I think that was part of what Jay Monahan realized. Is it, you know, his messaging has been muddled all along, the PGA Tour commissioner. At first, it was legacy, not leverage. You know, the PGA Tour, his history is so rich. This is all that matters. Stay here and play our tournaments. All the players took the live money. Then it was like, okay, you've never had to apologize for being a PGA Tour member. You know, he tried the morality. Guys still left. You know, the only way he was able to keep his stars was with money. They went to these elevated events. They reshaped the schedule. They put in the slush fund, the player impact program. Money always wins. And, you know, that's really one of the headlines from today. And so the tour, they tried. They trotted out every argument they could. And ultimately, they just realized, you know what? We can't beat these guys dollar for dollar. So let's just join them.
And, yeah.
So for the sanctimonious and the finger waggers, it's a tough day. I mean, there's still some, you know, there's plenty of golf fans who feel betrayed, who, you know, they've, and it's part of modern life, right? There's very little nuance. You have to pick a side and you have to defend it to the death. And so you're either pro tour or pro live. And that was it. And I tried to always stay in the middle, and I was getting shrapnel from both sides. Like it's, you really had to pick a side. And so the players who are the fans or the stakeholders who, you know, like the PGA Tour and wanted to stay loyal to the PGA Tour, they had to buy into this moralistic argument, but it never quite held up. And today has made that plain.
Yeah, I think, as you said, it was a hollow argument. I think your point about the European tour, I did not know that. That's a satient point, as usual. He's a great golf writer, a partner in the Fire Pit Collective. Check it out at Golf Media Company. He's got a new book, Live and Let Die, the inside story of the war between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf. I've only got 2 minutes left. How much of this do you have to, rewrite the last chapter or something? I'm seriously.
I didn't even,
Yeah, you do?
Yeah, no. I mean, it's been a funny subtext all this. I turned the book in Sunday night at 2 a.m. Like, I've been working on it for a year. I was bleeding on the keyboard. It has been such an effort to get this book done. But there's always some jitters because even though the book comes out on Halloween, which is a short lead time for a book these days, always knowing things could change. And the whole last chapter, I was peering into the crystal ball, predicting this merger, what it would look like, how it would play out. And so I'm actually happy there's a resolution. Instead of guessing, I can write authoritatively. I mean, and I'll figure out what happened behind the scenes and bring it all to life. And it's a perfect exclamation point on a very demanding project, but also this crazy moment in golf history. The last year has been bonkers. And so this just takes it to a whole new level.
Alan, what a pleasure. You made time for us. One of the premier golf writers on the planet. Alan, your work is great. And his book, The Rip-Roaring and Unauthorized Biography of Golf's Most Colorful Superstar, Phil Mickelson may not like it. It is a fast, funny, informative read. I went through it on a quick plane flight. I devoured it. It's a great, fascinating. It made me like Phil Moore. He's totally flawed, aren't we all? But it's fascinating. And Alan, we got to run. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Yeah, the Phil book is it's warts and all about Phil, but I thought you think you know everything about Phil Mickelson, then you read the book and you're like, wow. Yeah, and Phil was the one that kind of got this thing going. Phil was complaining about the PGA Tour and the handling of its stars 10 years ago. So it was easy to just jump on Phil for the money. And I don't know Phil at all. I've met Tiger a couple of times. But, you know, Phil Mickelson, I'll tell you, when he got the news this morning, Phil Mickelson pumped a fist a few times. He was proven right. In the end, it was all about the money. Players got it. PGA said, for the record, Alan Shipnuck said, PGA was running out of money. Why? Because we watch for the stars. It's like Kevin Durant always says, you guys are casuals. Damn straight. We have a life. We watch the playoffs. We don't watch the regular season. You got to have stars to get most people to a television. SimpliSafe never rests on its laurels. Always innovating. Right now, 20% off your new system. SimpliSafeColin.com. They've got the new 2-in-1 smoke and CO detector. Distinguishes between fire and cooking smoke, so you get fewer false alarms. Okay. J-Mac, that was a show today, baby.
Hell of a show.
Bringing it.
On fire. You came out just... drop haymakers. You came out like early Tyson, just coming out, just swinging.
Knockout. Had no interest getting to the fourth round.
It was a good show. I thought you would be losing steam coming off the Iceland trip, you know, a little fatigue. Like when you go to altitude at Denver in the playoffs, you get a little tired game two. Nice showing from you today.
Thank you. Oh, appreciate that. Appreciate your support. First things first is around the corner. For all of us here, I want to thank Alan Shipnuck again, made time for us. He's somewhere near a golf course. It's the Herd.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.